Metuneter Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System, Chapter 12. The Minor Neteru Meditation Scripts. The material in Chapter 9 shows that each Heka is associated with the following traits: 1. Talents and career, 2. Negative conditions and bad habits, 3. Spiritual and personal development, 4. Spiritual protection, 5. Health, 6. Development of psychic faculties and abilities, and 7. Vices. It is important to know that the scope of the Ra system, it governs the following areas: awakening and development of talents, spiritual skills, personal protection, and health. The overcoming of negative behavior and vices are the domain of the Ausarian initiation system. Readers are referred to Metuneter Volume 4 and to Appendix C for more details. The vices are listed for each Heka as a guide to which Heka to avoid as explained. The negative conditionings are to be dealt with through work with the Divine Self-Image Meditation Script given in Chapter 10 of this book, but it is best to go through the full Ausarian initiation. The Heka to be selected, then, are the following awakening, are for the awakening and development of talents, for career optimization, for spiritual development and protection, and minor health problems. I devoted Volume 5 of the Metuneter to healing spiritually through the Pout Neteru. See Appendix C. Before our discussion of the specific application of the Hekau, it is important to observe the following rules in selecting a Heka. 1. Never select a Heka to test its efficacy. 2. Never select a Heka to impress someone with your abilities. Decline all requests for show. 3. Never use a Heka to do harm to someone or to attempt to force them to do your will. 4. Do not work with these Heka if you are in the habit of indulging in hallucinogenic substances. 5. Use these mantras only to fulfill a genuine need and one that is in harmony with the spiritual values. 6. Always find a way to share the blessings you receive with others. 7. Never indulge negative emotions as your motive for working with the Heka. 8. Never rely on the Heka above your divine self-image in God. 9. Once you have succeeded in a project, keep your mouth shut. Do not brag about it or use it as a social conversation piece. 10. Do not parade yourself as a magician. 11. If you acquire psychic powers, never use it for remuneration unless it is secondary to your work as a counselor, astrologer, diviner, etc. Meditation script for careers, talents, healing, and success. The chief elements of the meditation script are visualization of your person enjoying the attained goal. This is the what of what you want. Do not focus on how or when it will be achieved. That is the domain of the spirit, which brings about its results subconsciously. If you engage in trying to manipulate the how and the when of the work, you will only succeed in gummying up the progress of the spirit. Yet pay attention to the fact that, yes, you must plan, but when the openness to midterm corrections from the spirit or complete reversal of plans, the spirit will show a better way or show you that the goal is just not for you. This will be revealed through major setbacks or dreams or omens or unexplained turns for the better or for new opportunities. You must also include in the meditation the visualization of your person enjoying the securing of a basic life need through the goal that you are seeking. Often people fail in their quest to achieve a goal through spiritual means because the goal lacked the support of the animal part of the spirit, the life force. Is achieving your goal, let's say, to improve your finances going to secure your livelihood, or it doesn't matter? Is it going to secure your marriage or your health or your family's well-being? Or is it just for prestige or extra money for pleasure that you can very well do without? You must also think of how your success is going to directly or indirectly help someone else. You must realize that you are here using divine powers to help yourself, and you cannot do so in a selfish manner. Do not ignore this requirement of the work. Last but not least, you must give thanks to God for endowing you with the divinity, for making you a divine being. Realize that only man has the ability to utilize spiritual means to achieve goals in life and to rise above earthly obstacles. Many people make the mistake of crediting their success to their smarts, their education, and worldly connections and resources. If any of these assisted you, realize that it was God that equipped you with them in the first place. A word on your goal. You must ensure that you are not seeking an object that goes contrary to spiritual values. Are you seeking to succeed in a business that sells alcoholic beverages, tobacco, porno, junk food, food that is tainted with dangerous additives and pesticides, etc.? Are you seeking to succeed mainly to make money so that you can indulge in the pleasures of the world? Think, why would God assist you in such endeavors? A word on the ability to succeed. Success with the work will not be done solely on primarily to the mantra. Success in all things in life can only be guaranteed by the divine part of the being. Thus, it is important to firmly install the elements of the divine self-image into the mind. It will keep away the saboteurs of success away from you. These are the emotions and sensual indulgences that block and destroy the vitality of the life force, which is in charge of manifesting your will. Your divine self-image will guarantee the harmony and vitality of your life force and your ability to receive God's help. Should God help you if you are not seeking to rise above the animal aspect of your being, which is the chief source of all your problems in life? Elements of the meditation script. 1. Induce the meditation state through chanting the Heka. 2. Visualize your person enjoying the completion of the goal that you are seeking. See your person at a party celebrating your graduation. See your person enjoying yourself on the job that you are seeking. See your person doing something that shows that you are free of the illness you are seeking to overcome, etc. 3. Visualize your person enjoying the securing of a basic need through the attainment of your goal. 4. Visualize someone or others enjoying a benefit from your success that they are sharing directly or indirectly in your success. Perhaps your goal can be shared with them, or it frees you up so that you can be of assistance to them. 5. Give thanks to God for endowing you with the divine attributes that are chiefly responsible for your success, and give thanks to God for assisting you in your quest. 6. Remember to do your sincere best to not indulge in the negative conditionings that are associated with any of the Heka that you are working with. Example career talent meditation script. You are in need of financing and find that the Heka Damab Ja fits you well, given that the outset personality traits are fairly strong within you, even though it is not your main personality. 1. Go into trance with the Heka Ung Vang Dehung Tara Damab Ja Ung. Next, focus on a joyful imagery of your goal. 2. Visualize your person enjoying yourself conducting your business. See your person smiling and laughing with your customers. Next, have a joyful imagery of the basic need met. 3, visualize your person enjoying the fact that your personal finances are being met. See your person smile as you pay your rent on time, your gas bill, and have money left over to put into your savings account. Next, have a joyful imagery of others benefiting from your success directly or indirectly. 4, visualize your person giving charity or giving time to community work now that you have more time on your hand. It must be a joyful imagery. Nourish the joy by thanksgiving to God. 5, give a joyful thanks to God, first of all, for making you in its image, a divine being. For endowing you with the ability to use the power of your spirit to influence your destiny. Next, give thanks to God for sending you the challenge, which gives you the needed, genuine opportunity for developing your divinity, the ability to achieve a goal through spiritual action. Give thanks for the persons that assisted you in the realization of your goal and thank God for sending them to you. If the situation involved overcoming a transgressor, visualize the person doing right the next time and say a little prayer for his speedy and painless redemption. After all, you need the challenge he posed to you as a genuine means of working on the awakening and development of the spiritual power in question. Note that this talent or power will always be available for your future use as long as you do not misuse it. 6, the meditation should last at least 15 minutes. 7, last, do not go about bragging about your spiritual ability. Keep fully quiet about it, except in situations in which you are teaching others, sharing with spiritual colleagues, assisting others spiritually, and so on. Meditation script for health. Meditation for health is best learned from volume 5 of the Metu Netter series, especially if the illness is serious or chronic. Viewed from a spiritual perspective, illness is caused by the acceptance of the human self-image, which opens man up to emotional domination. The chief means of working spiritually for healing is based on then establishing the divine self-image to replace the human self-image. You must therefore follow the meditation scripts given for Amen, Ausar, and Tahuti, in addition to the Heka that corresponds to your health condition. Remember that it is best to work with my Metu Netter Volume 5. Meditation scripts for spiritual and personal development. The procedure is the same as given in the instructions and script for career and healing. If, for example, you choose the Heka Yesal L to assist you in your personal and spiritual development, you can focus in your meditation on the bad habits or one of the specific spiritual and self-development areas covered by the Heka. The contents of the script are the same as given, establishing the divine self-image. You must work with the scripts and Heka of Amen, Ausar, and Tahuti, along with the specific Heka that you select. Meditation script for spiritual protection. At some time in your life, you might be subjected to evil acts from people. They might slander you, bear false testimony against you, frame you, oppress you, use the law unjustly against you, assault you physically, and so on. When you find yourself in such situation and earthly means of defense are not available, you can tap into your spirit for help and seek help from God. In all such meditations, you must observe the laws and work with the Hekau of Amen, Ausar, Tahuti, as given in Chapter 10, in addition to the specific Heka you are working with to secure spiritual protection. You must also work with the Heka of the 11 laws. See Appendix A. It is important that you never succumb to fear, anger, worry, grief, frustration, revenge, and so on. It is the negative emotions that open you up to the psychic attacks and impair the vitality needed by your life force to carry out the work of the spiritual protection. Your divine self-image is your best and perfect protection against psychic attack. It is the true and only magical circle. The meditation script is the same as given for career success. You must see your person enjoying the life area that the attack is jeopardizing. See your person enjoy being safe or preserving your property, health, etc. You must also focus on the redemption of the evil doer with Ausar and Tahuti meditations, chapter 10. In most cases, working with the Hekau given in this book will suffice. If the problem persists, you will have to work with the Ausarian initiation, Metu Neter volume 4, which will give the results for sure. Meditation script for psychic abilities. Psychic abilities are a normal part of life. We all have one or another to some degree, but fail to recognize it because we live in a culture that suppresses information about these things. In working to develop psychic abilities, there are certain rules that must be observed. 1. Do not seek to have them out of curiosity or for prestige, and least of all, to make money. 2. Do not seek them to spy on others. 3. You should seek them as part of your spiritual development and use them judiciously for your spiritual improvement and to improve the lives of other people around you. To work with the psychic abilities development, Hekau, it is imperative that you work at a transcending every bad habit that is associated with it and work at developing your person spiritually according to the spiritual correspondences of the Heka. And under no circumstances should you work with a mantra if you are afflicted with its associated vice. And you must avoid at all costs dubious spiritual practices, tantra and spiritual practices that involve harm done to living things and people, hexing others, etc. Keep in mind that the vast majority of people that are involved in tantric practices have not been initiated by a legitimate hierophant of these rituals, and that many people who include animal sacrifices in their practices fail to meet the sacerdotal requirements for the act. Neither the Ausarian nor the Ra initiation systems require tantric rituals or animal sacrifice. The meditation script is the same as given for spiritual development according to your focus. You will not focus on seeing your person perform telepathically or receiving messages in dreams and meditations. Just uplift yourself spiritually, and the effect of the Heka in your life force will do the rest. Here ends the reading of chapter 12 and chapter 13. Recapitulation. The material presented in this work is far from being exhaustive. It is a mere introduction to the subject. There are many more Hekau and spiritual techniques for working with them. Before you go on a quest for gathering more Hekau, you need to pay close attention to the method followed in Kemet. All Hekau must be categorized through the Gestalt Paut Neteru system in order to gain the understanding of they will affect us. The failure to do so is one of the chief reasons why the science of mantras have laid fallow for thousands of years. In addition, take note of the fact that the data surrounding each of the Hekau in this book is very extensive and detailed and well organized, giving thus evidence of a great deal of expert along and an in-depth study of many scientists. You should therefore not work with mantric systems for which there is no evidence of expert and extensive work behind them. There are a lot of spurious systems out there, many of which are designed to stimulate only the lower part of your being. Last but not least, I leave you with the dictum of Ma'at. To know truth, you have to live it. Once you begin to work with the material in this book, you will be hours or days away from verifying the awesome power of your greatest endowment, Ra, your Holy Spirit. I will you, Hetep. And here ends the reading of Metu Neter, Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System, by Ra Un Nefer Amen.